Barry the Bomber?
Get out of here with that.
I'd like to see a shootout between Barry and Sarah the Barracuda.
What a waste of time. Okay, speaking of what? Winner goes home? Winner gets the presidency?
Please, no.
No. Okay. Speaking of the president, he visited. He's the only guest I think I would like to see on Zach Galifianakis's Between Two Ferns that I haven't seen on there. So he finally ended it, and he went on the show. It's a 6-minute clip. I had Matt cut out some of the highlights, some of the better moments.
I left out, you know, the plug that he was trying to get in and got good stuff.
Look, you can do your medical website thing. It is. I will give the president credit, though. If you're trying to hip it up, aligning yourself with that silly guy, Zach Galifianakis, who has broad appeal.
He got a lot of views yesterday, that's for
sure.
Yeah,
I guarantee you.
I have to say, when I heard that, like, people actually watch this show, I was actually pretty surprised.
Hi. Welcome to another edition of Between Two Ferns. I'm your host, Zach Galifianakis. And my guest today is President Barack Obama.
Good to be with you, Zach.
First question. In 2013, you pardoned a turkey. What do you have planned for 2014?
We'll probably pardon another turkey. We do that every Thanksgiving. Was that depressing to you, seeing one turkey kind of taken out of circulation, a turkey you couldn't eat?
So how does this work? Do you send Ambassador Rodman to North Korea on your behalf? I read somewhere that you'd be sending Hulk Hogan to Syria, or is that more of a job for Tanya Harding?
Zach, he's not our ambassador.
What should we do about North IKEA? North.
Why don't we move on?
I have to know, what is it like to be the last black president?
Seriously? What's it like for this to be the last time you ever talk to a president?
It must kind of stink, though, that you can't run, you know, three times.
Actually, I think it's a good idea. If I ran a third time, it'd be sort of like doing a third Hangover movie. Didn't really work out very well, did it? Now, I have to say that I've seen this show before, and some of the episodes have probably been a little bit better than this. You know, for example, the one with Bradley Cooper, that was a great
Bradley
show.
Bradley Cooper, everybody loves
He kind of carried that movie, didn't he?
Which film are you speaking of?
Those Hangover movies, basically he carried them.
Yeah, everybody loves Bradley. Good for him.
Good looking guy.
Being like that in Hollywood, that's easy. All handsome, that's easy. Be short, fat, and smell like Doritos and try to make it in Hollywood. Is it going to be hard in 2 years when you're no longer president and people will stop letting you win at basketball?
How does it feel having a 3-inch vertical?
It's a 3-inch horizontal. So. Where are you planning on building a presidential library, in Hawaii or your home country of Kenya? Because, I mean, both places seem like they would be...
Zach, that's a ridiculous question.
Well, you know, I mean, not to bring up the birth certificate thing, but you really never did really produce your real...
Where's your birth certificate? Why don't you show it to us right now?
I don't want to show anybody my birth certificate because it's embarrassing.
What's embarrassing about it?
My weight on it, it says that I was born 7 pounds, 800 ounces. You know what I would do if I were president, Mr. President? I would make same-sex divorce illegal, then see how bad they want it.
I think that's why you're not president. And that's a good thing.
You said if you had a son, you would not let him play football. What makes you think that he would want to play football? What if he was a nerd like you?
Do you think a woman like Michelle would marry a nerd? Why don't you ask her whether she thinks I'm a nerd?
Could I?
No, I'm not going to let her near you.
So do you go to any websites that are .coms or .nets, or do you mainly just stick with .govs?
No, actually, we go to .govs. Have you heard of healthcare.gov?
Here we go. Okay, let's get this out of the way. What did you come here to plug?
Well, first of all, I think it's fair to say that I wouldn't be with you here today if I didn't have something to plug. Have you heard of the Affordable Care Act?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. That's the thing that doesn't work. Why would you get the guy that created the Zune to make your website?
Healthcare.gov works great now,
says the president.
And then he goes into a spiel about it.
That's awesome. It's good stuff. You know what? I give the president credit for going on there. That's good stuff. He's obviously got a sense of humor. Now, for some of you, that's all he has. That's your business. Moving on.
Hey, one more thing.
Yeah?
When you have the stereo on at the same time as the TV, how do you control the volume on the TV?
Why do you want to listen to the TV with the stereo on?
Because I like to party.
A restaurant in Fort Worth, Texas appears to have been modeled and themed after Talladega Nights, but it's facing a lawsuit now from a Hollywood movie studio, the Ricky Bobby Sports Saloon and Restaurant, owned by the fine folks at Rick's Cabaret International, was slapped with a lawsuit by Columbia Pictures. That's the studio that owns the comedy movie. We admit some of the similarities might seem pretty glaring, according to the suit. The restaurant serves a number of items on the menu that borrow lines from the movie, such as drinks called Coming At You Like a Spider Monkey. That's not obvious.
No.
And decor that features half of Bobby's famous catchphrase, if you ain't first. There's even a painted stock car near the restaurant's front door. They didn't research this very well, I'm guessing. That's pretty dumb. Pretty dumb. Pat, tell me if you buy this or not.
Okay.
This sounds like something you go, yeah, I bet he does. Shaquille O'Neal, also a nerd. This time, though, he would agree with you, unlike the president. The retired basketball player, speaking to the Wall Street Journal, said his constant search to find the next cool thing in technology brings him in contact with new companies all the time. He says, quote, I probably spend $1,000 on apps a week. Do you believe that?
Not even close.
$1,000 a week. That's $52,000 a year on phone apps.
Now, I will say this. Probably maybe one. There was one app that I think I paid for. And it was an app where you could have William Shatner. You could put together a phrase, and he would say it in the way William Shatner speaks.
Oh, that would be cool.
I know. It's like
if Christopher Walken had one of those, I'd pay $100 for it.
Now, if Shaq says buy $1,000 on apps, that means him, all his ex-wives, and kids are on the same.
My family plan.
Yeah, where
the
they
family,
can all,
family plan, friends and family.
Then all of his kids combined, they could probably knock out 1,000 apps a week. That's the only way.
My kid would spend 1,000 on apps a week if I would let him. I'm sure your kids would,
yeah,
Nate.
Yeah. Not
Matt,
quite to the
it's easy to
iPad
buy.
Yet.
It's easy to buy.
Matt, how much do you spend on apps?
Not a lot anymore, but I got to where I was buying way too many apps. It just looks, I'll get it.
There's so many good free apps.
There's so many good free apps, number one. Number two, there's not many apps over $1.99. There are some that are like $5.
But
so how many apps are there?
Well, you know what they get you, though, is with in-app purchases. Like these games like Candy Crush, you know, you got if you want to continue the game, you got to pay another 99 cents.
If you pay money to continue your game on Candy
Crush,
a
lot of people do.
You are a dork, and you're losing at life. You probably go out in public every day in sweatpants.
I disagree because I bet we have a bunch of those dorks listening to the show right now.
What was the last app you guys downloaded?
What?
What was the last app you guys downloaded?
The Cosmos app from that show that was on Sunday with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I don't even know.
The Cosmos app?
You didn't see that show? It was on like 14.
I can say this. The last one that Maddox downloaded was Fruit Ninja.
That's a good one.
But it's Fruit Ninja free, so
good,
I'm cool
good
with
for
it.
Him.
And then I downloaded one. I don't even want to tell you.
There's an SEC basketball app that I downloaded.
Okay, well, that's not nerdy. I like that. I'll tell you what, like, the Olympics app that I got was great. I had an Olympics app. They had one. If you go for a specific event, a lot of them will do that for big events. And that was the best way to keep up with the medal count and find the information, I thought. The last one I downloaded was Silver Dollar City app.
Why do you go? I don't understand. What do you find all these times to play games and watch these TV shows?
That's not a game. That's Silver Dollar City's place.
Down in Branson.
Up in Branson.
Up in Branson. Whatever. I grew up on a hill. Everything's down to me.
It's expensive to go there. I don't even think we can afford to go there. My wife's
come
like,
come on.
It's like $80 or something.
Branson, you better check yourself. That's why you were created.
It's, you know what? They got the same old deal. And I think Disney probably has the same thing. It's like X amount to go for a day, like $50 or $60 for a day. But it's only like $85 for the whole year. So even if you're like, there's a snowball's chance in Hades we're coming back, you're going to buy the year pass. Mm-hmm. It's such a joke. And then it's like $122 if you want to add the water park for the year. I do love the water park.
What else do they have besides the water park there?
They have Silver Dollar City, the water park.
Is Dollywood out there?
Dollywood.
I've never been to the water park. It's pretty good.
Water park's fantastic.
They got Yakov Smirnoff.
Yeah, I don't like
that.
They do have a lot of go-kart tracks, a lot of putt-putt, if you're into that.
Barry Williams' 70s revival.
We could do a majors golf tournament and play to four different golf courses.
Do they have a paint gun?
I guarantee they do somewhere.
Ooh, they do have good go-karts there.
What?
They got go-karts.
They got excellent go-karts
with the two engines.
Get the Wild Woody. Go up on the big. Yeah. So anyway, let's move on. This segment brought to you by Branson, Missouri, that pays nothing for this segment.
We do have to do.
Say screw you, Branson. You start kicking some money in on this show. Suck up to you guys enough. I'm going to Hot Springs anyway.
We almost had to deal with them.
I'm over them.
Fine. I don't blame you.
You had to deal with them.
Didn't
bring us any tax money.
This is straight from Matty T, hot off the press. We're talking about Floyd Money May.
Yeah.
Money Mayweather. Allegedly, Floyd Mayweather orchestrated a savage attack on two of his employees. He is suspected of stealing his jewelry. Boy, there's a lot of he, him in this one, huh? It's all about you, Floyd. Sources familiar tell TMZ Sports.
Makes it true.
Two men had been hired to work on Floyd's Vegas homes, plural. When the jewelry went missing, Floyd started a swinging.
You're not supposed to beat up your own employees. That's what you have other employees for.
Although I'm sure you hire a couple of guys. And
he's the first guy to do his own dirty work since Tony Montana.
Do you think if you're Floyd and you get that
right? Catch me, Tony, I'm a cop. Who says you was one, Mel? Hey, you got a job, man.
The men claim they were contacted several weeks ago, instructed to meet Floyd at an offsite location.
Oh, boy.
Number one.
That's what happened to Sonny.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
When they arrived, Floyd was there with a number of his, quote-unquote, people, and then they beat the living crap out of the guys.
Oh, jeez. 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. Is Floyd facing charges?
You'll like this. One source said it was some Breaking Bad blank. Guess they beat him with clubs and a variety of weapons. They laid it on the table and said, choose.
Did anybody get beat with a club in Breaking Bad? I remember that.
Dang, spoiler!
I don't want to say what happened to the people because he hasn't seen it.
There are worse ways to go out, I can tell you that much.
Said they beat them so bad the men could have easily died. Both men had broken arms and legs, hospitalized for several days. Men have retained a lawyer.
Yeah, I kind of saw that coming. Nate Dogg, you ready?
You bet.
Nate Olson is representing Sync Weekly. Little does he know, as an added little fun tidbit, he's playing for his job as the editor of Sync Weekly.
Whoa.
If you don't win, lose your gig.
Oh.
And that goes for you too, Matty T.